While they're making their way up here, I think it's quite amusing that this Sunday during Lent, we celebrate the parable. Y'all can have a seat on the floor. That we celebrate the parable here of the lost son. And in real life, we're living the parable of the lost hour. It goes away in the spring and then it magically reappears in the fall when there's much rejoicing because we get an extra hour of sleep. But today we hear the parable of the lost son. So I'm going to need some volunteers. Who wants to play the role of the dad? How about you, sir? You want to play the role of dad? Why don't you come up here? All right, I need two kids. There's two kids. You want to be one of them?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll call it the parable of the two kids here. Okay, you want to come up? All right, so we'll have the parable of the two daughters. How about that? All right, so why don't you want to be the older daughter? Okay, you stand over here. You just wait over here. You can be in Act 2, okay? Okay, so Act 1. The younger child comes to the dad and says what? Do you remember in the gospel? What happens? What did he ask dad for? What did he say?
He said,
Dad?
Dad?
I want money.
I want money.
That's really good. And what do you say? You remember in the gospel? What happened? You want to ask your friends here that were listening? I'm sure they're all really good listeners. What did the dad say? The younger child said, Dad, I want money. Now, how many of you would have your dad say, sure, I'll give you half of my inheritance. Half of everything I own, I'm going to give to you right now. How many of your dads would say that? Raise your hand real high. Parents, how many of you would give half of what you... Yeah, you guys are... Parents, how many of you would give half of your money to your kids if they said, give me my inheritance now? Wow, one. All right, so what happens here is the dad says, all right, here you go, son.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And 3 days later, the son goes off. And then does what? Do you remember? What does the lost son do in the story?
He
says, woohoo! All this money! Woo! I'm going to do what with it? I am going to give it to the poor. And I'm going to help those who are in need. Is that what he did?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. He spent it all on who? On himself. New iPhone, a new car, a new crib. Go partying every night, going to all kind of ball games, front row seat at the Rockets game or an All-Star game. Spend it all. And then what happened? Then what?
He lost money.
He lost money. He didn't lose money. He spent money. So then what do you have left?
Nothing.
Here, you guys. Here, hold on to this money here.
Nothing.
Nothing. And then what? Then what happened? Then what happened to the lost son? He said, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
I'm going to have to do what? Going to have to do what? What happened, guys? Remember? I'm going to have to get a job.
I'm going to have to get a job.
Oh, man. Oh, no. So what kind of job do you get? What kind of job do you get with no college degree, no education, you drop out of school? What do you get?
McDonald's.
You're going to work at McDonald's. I like it. So... Except all the McDonald's, none of the McDonald's were hiring because it was spring break and all the college students were home for break, so they needed money. So instead, you're going to feed animals. So why don't you feed some animals? What's that? Do you know what that is?
Cat food.
Cat food. Now, so what's awesome about this story, what I think is so amusing, is that the younger son is saying, I am so hungry, this looks good. Have you ever gotten to a point in your life where you're so hungry that cat food looks good?
No.
Where you look at this and you say, fancy and feast, turkey and giblets feast. I am so hungry. I'm so hungry. But then you didn't notice in the gospel how it said the younger son said, I just wanted to eat what the pigs were eating, but nobody gave me any food.
Nobody gave me any food.
So then what do you do? Then you say what? This is silly. I'm sitting here hungering for cat food.
Just for cat food.
So where can I get food? Do you remember? McDonald's.
Whoa.
Maybe you get a meal, but you don't have any money. So where would you go if you're hungry? What do you remember in the story? What did the son say? I'm going to go where? I'm going to go back to dad, and I'm going to tell dad what? Before you get there, hold on. Before you get there, because we have a long way to go in the story. I appreciate it. Before you get there, you recognize that, you know what? If I go home, I can get some food, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to apologize, right? Because I did what? Because I took half my dad's money and I blew it. And I have nothing to show for it except the 15 pounds I lost because I was hoping to eat pig food.
Except for cat
food. And cat food. But, okay, so you gave up your job, so you're going to have to give the food back too. Sorry. So now you have nothing.
No!
Sorry. So what are you going to tell Dad when you go home? What did the son in the gospel say? I'm going to do what? I'm going to go to Dad and say what?
I'm going to go to Dad.
I am sorry. How sorry?
Very sorry.
And I'm so sorry that what? Remember what he said? He said, I'm no longer deserving to be called your
son.
Treat me as you would who? Your hired people. Just hire me, Dad. Dad, give me my job back. So let's go back out here. Let's go back. You're still away. And so you realize I have to go home. And so you go home, and what do you think you're going to do if you're sad and scared and nervous and what's going to happen? What do you think you're looking?
I'm looking
down at the ground because you feel so sorry for yourself that you blew all this. So while you got your head down, the dad says, there's my son! There's my daughter! And so what? What happens? Runs out to her. Huh? Says, I am so happy you're back! And then the younger son does what? Says what? What does he start in on his dad? I'm so sorry. I'm no longer deserving to be called your son.
I'm no longer to call your
treat me as you would a hired worker. That's what he said. Treat me as you would a hired worker. That's what he said. That is what he said in the gospel.
What a hard worker.
And then the dad says, son, don't be ridiculous. You're my son. How could I treat you as one of my employees? I thought you were dead, but you're alive. You were lost and you're found. So what are we going to do? Remember? Celebrate. How do we celebrate in the gospel? What do we do? What happened? What's that? We had a feast, but first, what did the dad do? Said, let's put the best garment possible on him. This is all I had. It's Lent. Put this on him. This is my, it's a towel, but it's a great towel. Just imagine it's sparkly and it's got gold trim on it and diamond studs. Look at this. Look, you're home. You were lost. No, this isn't a bad thing. No, we're so excited. And what else did the dad do? I'm going to give you one of these. Open it up. I'm going to give you a?
Ring.
A ring. What kind of ring is that? This is a replica ring of the Astros LCS championship. Now, some of you have no idea that the Astros at one time were really good. And they probably won't be for a while, but let's celebrate now because you're back and you have a ring on your finger and a robe on your... And what else are we going to do for the son? What else? Have a party and says, son, here, take this. What is that?
Fork
and a knife. It's a little Knights of Columbus packet that they give out for breakfast. Look, we're going to have a feast, so hold on to this. And what kind of animal are we going to take care of? It's going to be a cow, actually, the calf. Yes? Is that what you're going to say? All right, are you ready for your part, your act two? So they go off and they party, right? So you're over here partying and you're going to stand on the side. Older son, there you go. You're dancing. We're dancing. Then the older son comes. And the older son, where was the? All right. Can you stop dancing for a second? Thank you. All right. Very, very good. So the older son, where was the older son in the story? Where was the older son? Where? Where were you? The older son was where? In the field working. So let's think about this for a minute. The younger son comes home. They're having this big old party. They're dancing. They're having a feast. And nobody bothered to go tell the older son, hey, why don't you come in and let's party? So how does he find out about the party? Yes. He hears the music. He sees the dancing. And then he says, what is going on? So I need another volunteer. Yes. So then one of the other hired workers says to the brother, Guess what? Guess what? Your brother is home. We thought he was lost. We thought he was dead. But now he is found. Come on, let's have a party. So what does the older brother do? Does he say, yeah, let's party? No. The older son turns his back and says, I don't want anything to do with this. So how does that make the dad feel?
Sad.
So what does the dad do?
Go over there. Stop.
What does the dad do? What does the dad say? Son, what's the problem?
What's the problem?
What's the problem? And do you remember? Do you remember what that other brother said? I just read it like about 5 minutes ago. Remember? Does anybody remember? What did the older brother say? He said, look, mira, right? Look. Look what? I have been here how long? The whole time. The whole time I've been here. And have I ever once disobeyed you, Dad? Have I? That's what he's asking Dad. And what happened? This other son of yours, this daughter of yours, who's having a party, comes home and you give her everything. Why? And what does the dad say? Your brother is home. Your brother is home. Hold on to it for just a second. Your brother is home. He was lost. We thought he was dead, but now he's found. Come and party with us. Come and party with us. And you know what? Give me all your... That's the end of the story, by the way. That's the end of the story. Yeah, that's the end of the story. There, oh, you can have a seat, but let's talk about it for a second. So the reason that that's interesting, that that's the end of the story, my friends, is because we don't know what the older son did. That's how the gospel ends. The dad says, come on home. I want you to be with me. I want to love you. I want to continue to give you everything that I have. But the question, my friends, is how are we in the story? Are we like the lost son?
No.
Are we like that child who goes off and spends everything?
No.
Or are we like the older son who turns our back when we see generosity and nice things happening to others? Or are we like the dad in the story?
Yeah.
Who loved? That's how we're supposed to be. That's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be like the dad in that story. You see, my friends, this dad in the story is like who?
God.
It's like God, who will love us no matter what, who will give us His love, who will give us His peace, who will give us His kindness, because we are always His children. And those of you who are parents, you know what it's like to be that parent. You know that sometimes your children make bad decisions and sometimes they act like knuckleheads, but you will love them no matter what and you will forgive them. That's the same love that our God has for us. And He calls us to love our brothers and sisters with that same joy, with that same compassion, with that same mercy. One of the things that happened in the parable, and it means that it happens to us too, is sometimes we're like that older son, like you were. Where you see this sinner over there and this person who made bad decisions, and you can't believe that they're getting special treatment. And that's sometimes how we are. I come to Mass every week. I set my clock on time so that I can be at Mass at 9 o'clock. And what about these other people that didn't brave the elements and didn't set their clocks up? Sometimes we're like that son. We do that. It might not just be about Sunday Mass, but it might be about any aspect of our lives. So we're called to receive mercy and grace from our God because He loves us. Now I've got a question for you. Who was missing in the story? Who do we not hear about? Who's normally a part of every family?
Mom.
Okay, Jesus, you said the mom. Where was the mom in the story? Probably she had died. One of the commentaries I read is that the older son was so mad at the younger brother because maybe his mom died giving birth to his brother. And maybe that would be why he had this chip on his shoulder. That when his younger brother spends everything he has, comes back, he doesn't have it in his heart to say, my brother has come home. He says to his dad, who? He says, your son. Meaning he has separated himself from his brother. Sometimes in our lives we are like that. We hold a grudge against people for no reason and no fault of theirs. And that is not how God wants us to be. He wants us to be filled with love. He wants us to be filled with compassion. And so this story has many meanings for us. What I would encourage you to do this week is to think about how you in your life can be like that forgiving Father. How you can forgive the people in your life that have hurt you the most. How maybe you're like the older son in the story, where you are holding something against someone else for something that happened that maybe wasn't even their fault. We are called to be filled with the compassion, the grace, and the mercy of God. The forgiving Father is who we aspire to be like in that story. But if we are like that lost son, who did not find our way home until we had made some bad mistakes, our God is there. So my friends, don't be afraid to come home to God. Don't be afraid to come back to Him telling Him that you're sorry, because He loves you a lot. And He tells you that it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made. He is here. He is here to love you. May the love of our God continue to transform our lives. May it continue to transform our hearts. And may we have the grace to be like the forgiving Father in the story, to be forgiving like our God forgives us. Thank you guys all very much for your help. You can have a seat.